Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy, comedian C. Rashad Doyce, holding it down once again here on the Mississippi Golden Gulf Coast. And as you know, on yesterday, it got pretty heated. I actually sent that podcast out on yesterday, and I got an overwhelming response and everything. And we got somebody on the line today by the name of Angel Blues, man, holding it down, man. Gifted saxophonist. He's out of New Orleans, man. Really cool chick and everything, but she's successful. She's out here. She's dealing with this. She's seen some of these issues that have availed in society lately. How you doing today? How you doing today, Miss Blues?
Good morning, Mr. Dorsey. How's it going?
Everything is well. Everything is well. Everything is well. She said, "Mr. Dorsey, wow, I feel important. Wow. I can't believe it. Can't believe it." So Well, so what's your take on that? Because like I said, it got heated yesterday. I had a couple of my friends that hit me up and it was like, I don't like your mentality. And I'm like, look, I'm just keeping it just solid and just saying what it is and calling a spade, because if you got somebody that's going to be submissive from every aspect, that's going to be able to help the relationship out if the man's going to be out there trying to do whatever it is he's trying to do or whatever. So what's your take on that? Because I kind of feel like I know where you're going, but I'm going to shut up and let the world hear what you got going on. So what's up, Miss Blues? It's good to hear from you. You're sounding good with Epic Funk Brass Band out there, man. I've been watching you, man.
Thank
You sounding
you.
good.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
Absolutely.
this subject is very,
Can't
very
go on all day.
touchy. Yeah, I could. So
Right,
this
right.
subject is, very, very touchy, and they're gonna have different views on this issue. And so me being a submissive person myself, I can see where the conversation is going. And there's some research out there that some people, they do, like, why do African American men, why do they choose the white female? And so there's tons of information out there, but the way that I see it, and I've dealt with, I have, white friends, I have African American friends, friends from all cultures. And so my African
Right.
American male friends that I see that actually date white women, if you have a conversation with them, is not that they want to say, hey, I'm not dating a white woman. It goes, beyond that. And
Okay.
yes, some
You
men
might
submit to
expand it
me.
on where beyond the beyond. I like that term. Beyond is such a broad term.
And
beyond. What I like that. Keep going. I'm listening.
most of my African American male friends, they look at the one with the white woman as well as, she's submissive and understanding, but they also look out to, for years we say that we want somebody that's financially stable, we want somebody with good credit. And if we take a look back, and for our African American women who date white men, they're looking at that man because he's already established. He has good credit. They're looking at all of these things. And so why can't we look at our African American males like that? They may be looking at, hey, she's not only beautiful, she's submissive, she's understanding, but hey, she has good credit too. So I'm looking at my future. One day I plan on having kids by this female, and so I want my kids' future to be, financially stable as well. So it's not so much as, hey, I want to date somebody interracial. That person actually could be in love with that person and see themselves having, a future with that person. So it goes well beyond, hey, I'm just dating somebody interracial.
Okay. Well, hey, I like that. Miss Blues, yeah, definitely. I understand that. I understand that. So you just feel like it could go either or. It's not about
You know what?
necessarily about the race or anything, but so you're saying basically, because we can go down a whole nother rabbit hole with this, rude to the bros. We can go down to a whole nother rabbit hole dealing with this today because so you're saying that traditionally, maybe you're saying that the black man doesn't have his credit score where it needs to be, as into the white male. Is that what you, are you stating that?
Somewhere, yes, along those, lines. Everybody today, society
Ah,
is
that's a whole other topic.
yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay, this is good. This is good. So you got me looking at the.
I know on the back end, I'm probably gonna
Yeah,
catch a lot of backlash behind this, but
and no, and that's okay because I caught something from yesterday, and you could go on and on and on and on. Like I said, this is definitely a rabbit hole that you want to go down, and then we can definitely go down it. But you're saying that. So where are you on the submission? Well, that's what I'm talking about because I'm a man at the end of the day. Where are you on the submission?
Now, and I guess going back to my great grandmother, you know, going
Are you willing to
you know
submit?
what? If a man is allowing that female to submit, because in order to be submissive, you have to have, you know, that leader, that king that's going to allow you to be submissive. You don't want to be submissive to a person that's verbally abusing you, that's physically abusing you. You know, that complicates things. But I'm a very, you know, submissive person. So, you know, I'm the backbone for my king. You know, as a, I think it was something that you said, you know, the
Okay.
man has to be the head of the household. And, you know, the male, as a male, you already have enough on your shoulders. And, you know, taking it further, you are, at, you know, an African American male. So there's all these other factors that are against you. So you need that woman that's going to be there. And I'm not going to say that takes care of you, but she's your help me, which leads me into a different point, and I'll come back to that. I can remember being back at Jackson State University that as a mass communication
Okay.
student, we had to.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you went to the
Yeah, I'm
residence.
sorry to hear that. I went to
Yeah,
Alcorn State University,
you
your
know,
kind of
hey,
place.
I'm
So
a
yeah,
parent,
go
and
ahead.
so I support both. I love my HBCUs, but you know, there we had to study media and different faces, and we found that when we looked at African American females, that somewhere along the line, they were told, well, we